Walker bested Mark Newman in the Republican primary thanks to large vote margins in much of southeastern Wisconsin. Though the race cost Walker a lot of campaign cash, Walker says he's now been tested and is ready to take on liberals in Madison. Walker is Milwaukee County Executive, and during last night's victory speech, Walker said he has lots of experience with a veto pen.
And let me tell you, as the governor, I'll use it 1,000 times or more if that's what it takes to balance our budget.
Milwaukee resident Steve Benton says Walker's promises to cut state government spending is what won him over.
Walker has the nerve to go ahead and make cuts where he needs to and kind of get our budget balanced and get things back to where they need to be. They're painful cuts, but sometimes you just need to take a hit.
Despite their occasionally nasty tone toward each other during the primary, Scott Walker will apparently have the backing of Mark Newman in the general election. Newman says he'll even send Walker a copy of his book.
To both Tom Barrett and Scott Walker, and encouraging them to use the ideas in the interest of improving the great state of Wisconsin. And if that happens, then something good will have come out of this campaign.
In a statement, Democratic nominee Tom Barrett made no mention of Newman's book. Instead, Mayor Barrett says he's running for Wisconsin governor to fight for jobs, put state government on a diet, and bring adult leadership to the Capitol. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.